I talk to strangers day or night. I talk to strangers in any kind of line. It makes sense to me to believe in the kindness and the trust. So I am here this morning with, is it Navadita Singh? Is
that Navadita, yeah. Navadita. You can call me Navo if you want to.
Navo, okay.
Yeah.
And we have been friends on Facebook now for a number of years. I was looking back, I think it's like 7 years or something.
Correct. Even I saw the messages, and I think the last message that I sent to, the first message, in fact, was in the year 2013, and now we are connecting, so it's good.
It took us a while. But actually, it's funny because I guess you Facebook friended me, and I'm not sure, do you remember how you found me?
I don't remember. I think it was via some, some common page or something. And I just wanted to be friends with, you know, different kinds of people. And I think that's how I ended up being friends with you. And I've always liked your post, by the way, like the poems and everything. You have a very mindful writing, and I really appreciate that about you. So it's nice that we are connecting, like, all of a sudden. And it's great.
Well, it's funny because, you know, this podcast is called Talking to Strangers because that's what I like to do. And now that we can't leave the house so much and wander around, I realized I have so many friends on Facebook who are actually strangers, right? People that I don't know that have connected. Okay. Like you, I connect with a lot of people, you know, sort of from different places, and people find me because of my writing or I don't know how, actually. But it's interesting because I saw, you know, I see your posts and they're great. And I think where you describe yourself, you say you're a hopeless optimist, right?
Yeah.
And where are you, actually? Where do you live?
Okay, so I'm in India, and I'm in Lucknow city. It's a city in India. Okay. So that's where I am. And if I'm not wrong, you're from New York, right?
Well, originally I'm from Arizona, but I live now.
Oh, right.
I live in Brooklyn normally, although right now I'm in the mountains, kind of escaping the coronavirus.
But that's great. I mean, lovely post. I like saw your recent pictures and everything. So they were like, nice. Great.
Thank you.
So are your family and everybody safe? Right
yeah, everybody seems okay. How about you?
Okay, same. Till now, it's good. I hope that everything goes back to normal. Like, we all want our normal lives back so badly now.
I know. It's been a while.
About it. Yeah, it's been quite a while now.
So, with your hopeless optimism, which, you know, we're being tested, right, as optimists.
Yeah.
our optimism is definitely...
It's not easy to be optimistic at all times, but at certain situations, like, for example, if you take COVID also, so I'm like, I keep on imagining that I'm just waking up to a normal world, everything is fine, I'm going to my work, I'm going doing different things, I'm meeting my friends, hugging them, it's all normal all over again. So I keep on playing that thing in my mind over and again, so that, you know, one day I know that imagination is going to turn into reality, so yeah.
Right. Well, that's the thing, you know, I think it's interesting, the people who connect with me. You know, it's interesting to find who connects with you, you know, in real life and over the internet, right? And when you see someone's posts and they're, you know, there are a lot of people who kind of get into the weeds, into the politics, and they're throwing things back and forth, and it's kind of angry. And I've found, especially now, I really kind of hide people. Not to say that I try to help, you know, in the ways that I can personally with things that are, you know, that I see are problems, but on the internet with Facebook and other things, I find that, I mean, sometimes I feel a little silly, right, posting my positive things. And not to say, I mean, some of my poems bring up negative feelings or whatever, but in general, I find that I kind of steer clear of all this, you know, the the numbers of people dying or the, you know, things that are really scary, because we have to create
a that different environment of happiness.
The environment of happiness, exactly. And how do you do that in your life? I saw your post. Actually, what inspired me to call you and talk to you was your post on chai. On your chai every morning, and your beautiful pictures of your morning beverage, which in India, well, tell us a little bit. I mean, I love the Indian culture. I love the beauty, the colors and the fabrics and the, you know, the foods and everything.
Have you ever been to Lucknow? Have you ever been to India?
No, I never have. I need to go.
Oh, you definitely need to come here then.
I do. And I've heard people who go are just absolutely blown away. My in-laws, just everyone I talk to. So it is definitely on my list.
But, okay, great. I would love to host you once you come here. So I would love to take you around and
sip
a good cup of chai also.
So tell me, because, you know, people who are listening might not know what chai is. And I have some, you know, that I bought from a friend. It's a chai, but I don't, you know, tell me a little bit more about it. Because we more drink coffee here rather than chai.
Yeah, correct.
Although it's become popular here. But not everybody knows. So tell us a little bit about what chai is.
Okay, so it's a typically Indian beverage. And let me tell you before starting anything, like literally India runs on chai, okay? Like everybody here wants to have that cup of chai in the morning, like most of them. Like if not 100%, then I would say 98% of the people would want to have that chai. So chai is nothing, it's just a normal, you know, beverage that we have like in the morning time or in the evening time. It's basically consists of 50-50% of like water and milk, and then you just add sugar, or you can add jaggery powder at the end of the, you know, the whole process is completed, and then you add tea leaves, and then you can also add certain other ingredients like ginger. So ginger works wonder for me. I mean, I like this, you know, the taste of ginger in my chai. It just makes it super strong and super kick. I get the super kick from that.
Yeah.
And then you can also
fresh ginger. You just cut up fresh ginger.
Correct. I just use the fresh ginger and it just grate into my cup of chai. I mean, the bowl I'm in the pan that I'm cooking chai in. And then I also add cinnamon just to get that aroma. It just adds to it. And then that's it. I just boil it for like around 5 to 10 minutes. And then I'm good to go. I can just have my chai.
Okay, so you have a tea. Yeah. What kind of tea do you use?
Okay, so that depends. Like, there are a lot of brands out here. So, we have tea leaves in packets. So, we can just simply go ahead and use that tea. We have, like, the pouches available, like, in every, like, big to small stores. Everywhere it's available. And there are a lot of brands that cater to it. So, you can have masala chai, like, in which added ingredients, like, added masalas are there. Then you can have plain tea, in which just the taste of tea is there. Nothing additional is there. So I personally prefer the original ones, and I add masalas or spices as per my taste. So I just like it like the very basic way, like the tea has to have like the basic ingredients that I already mentioned.
And that's cardamom, right? Cardamom is one of the spices?
Yeah. Cardamom is one of the spices. But if you talk about me, I really don't like cardamom in my tea. It depends. Like my father, mother, they really like cardamom in tea. But I just generally don't like the taste of cardamom in my tea. So I just keep it very simple. Yeah. Instead, I add cinnamon powder. So it just, you know, adds to the aroma. And that's what I like. I like ginger in my tea.
Right.
What are you about to do? Have you ever tried chai? Like,
no, I do. I get chai a lot. But, you know, here... This is why I was so interested, because I'd love to make like a real chai. And actually, I bought a chai from a friend who mixes her own tea blends. It's called Tay Tea. She's a so she mixes a lot of her own blends. So I have a chai. It's a turmeric chai, actually.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So I put that. But see, here we have this thing called dirty chai. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't, but so, thanks for that. I just Google it.
So a dirty chai means it has espresso. So it's sort of an American twist. So it's like you mix your espresso with the chai.
Okay.
And I love it. It's like my favorite. Like Starbucks has it, you know?
It's like the tea latte or something?
Yeah, I guess it's like it's mixed with espresso. So it's basically like a chai with two with like added espresso.
Okay, that's nice. But I'm assuring you that if you like have the originality that we have here, you like it. It's very different from the thing that you're telling
I
me.
know,
It's more of
I
a
know.
fusion. You're telling me a fusion, but here we have like the original one. So, but yeah, but
I
nice,
know.
nice,
Well, that's
nice.
the
That's
thing is
interesting.
when I saw your post, which I just loved, because
Okay.
part of why I'm so intrigued by people from all over and different cultures, and before all this, I've tried to travel as much as possible because
Okay, that's
I'm
great.
so blown away by how different cultures are, but then the same thing, you and I are so similar in the way we approach life, right? I mean, there's so
That's a
many.
big compliment because I really like your writing, and if you're telling that to me, like it really makes my day. It just brings a smile
Oh,
on my face. Thank you
that's
for saying
cute.
that.
It's so sweet, but the thing is that we you connected to me because of why? I mean, why would you say you connected to me?
I don't know. As I told you, like I wanted to be friends with people in other countries. Okay, so I really can't remember how did I find you, but I guess it was through some page only. Like you had commented or something, and then I just really liked what you shared, and I just ended up sharing. I mean, sending you friend request. And since then, I remember your name. That I just knew that I have a friend known as Stephanie in my friend list, with whom I never got a chance to interact. But this is really out of the blue, and I'm loving it.
I know. Well, it's really fun because I love cultural exchanges. When I was a kid, we would have pen pals, right? Like, I can't remember what country we wrote to, but we wrote to kids in another country. And I remember I used to go to Mexico a lot because I grew up in Arizona. And then I had a friend who lived actually on the Arizona side from a camp. So, but I would go to Mexico and, it's such a different culture, but it's, over time as I've traveled, you realize that you hear so many things about people in different countries.
Correct,
But then when
correct.
you go to them and when you meet people, you see more of the commonality, right? Like they might be eating,
Exactly.
they might be drinking something different in the morning,
Correct,
but
correct,
what we're
correct.
after is really the same thing, right?
Exactly. Like connecting with people helps a lot. Like you get to learn from other people and you get to understand your flaws and the positivity in you itself. So it really makes you empathize with other people. Like and empathizing with people is like super important these days because we all are bogged up with our work. We are all neck deep in work and we don't have time. But then if someone approaches you that that they are that person is typically approaching you because that person expects that you as a person can help him or her. So it's really important, talk to people, get to know them and just spend some time with them and maybe help them out in some or other ways. It's very
Right.
important, I feel.
And what do you think? I mean, what do you, how old are you, by the way? I don't even know how old you are.
I'm 27 years old.
Ah, cool. And now what do you do for a living?
Okay, so I'm basically working as a program manager in an e-commerce company. So so I've recently switched. So I was supposed to be in some other city, and but due to this COVID, everything is under lockdown. So I'm basically at my hometown right now. So I'm typically working from here itself.
Ah, you're typically working where?
Like Lucknow, I told you, no, it's my hometown in India.
Ah, okay.
You must have not heard about it probably because I know because people outside they typically know about Goa,
Right, 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 right.
Mumbai, Delhi.
I know
So
the
I'm
smaller towns in other countries we don't
exactly.
know about, right?
Exactly. Correct. Correct. And that's a valid point. And you must be knowing about Agra as well. So Agra is in Uttar Pradesh. So Lucknow is also in Uttar Pradesh, which is a state. So I knew it. Like I've lived in Mumbai also, I've lived in Delhi also. So I've lived in pretty much a lot of cities. I've been a pretty much of a nomad person when I was
Really?
studying. Like I lived in one city and then I did internship in some other city. Then I did job in some other city. So you must have heard about Jaipur as well, if I'm not wrong, in
About
Rajasthan.
what?
About Jaipur city.
Oh, yes.
So I was living there also. Like I've lived there for 22 months. So I used to see a lot of foreigners coming there, enjoying the colors,
right.
the foods and everything. And I have this, like, I've always been fond of talking to people who are from different countries, you know, because that, again, as you mentioned, like the cultural exchange, the ideas and everything, it's quite intriguing. I just love that thing.
Me
so,
too.
Yeah. So that's what, I mean, that's and great. I mean,
have you ever been to the U.S.?
I've never been to US. In fact, I've never been out of India. Like, I've just been to Dubai, and that's it. I had plans of going to Paris, like, this year itself, but then...
Oh, but then this.
And then this COVID happened, and now everything is under lockdown, and I don't have any idea, like, when this international travel will resume, but, yeah, I would love to, you know, visit. Like, my... aunts and all used to live in New York. And
oh, yeah?
They have lived there for like 3 years, and they got the streets and everything, and they used to tell about Manhattan and everything. So I used to be very, you know, fantasize about, you know, going to New York. I mean, I really want, like, it's in my wish list to visit
right.
New York. I mean,
well, New York is funny because right now, obviously, people are talking about it being the epicenter of the virus, so it's not a positive, but people are always talking about New York, and I myself was pretty, it was on my wish list, obviously, and then I've lived there, and it's obviously a very different thing, but it's a pretty exciting place, if only because I've met people from all over the world, you know, right in my own backyard, which is my favorite thing, you know. Actually, a lot of my friends are not American. I find that when I have a party... I have a lot of friends who are, you know, I have English friends, I've had Australian friends, and Moroccan friends, and African friends,
and now you
Lebanese,
have an Indian friend.
And my Indian friend. You know, it's funny because my husband and I met these really cool Indian guys one night at a restaurant, and we realized we should have gotten their numbers because we really, there's a cute Indian couple in my building that I've gotten to know. But I haven't actually I don't have a ton of Indian friends. And, you know, it's interesting in New York because what happens is people from other cultures come to New York, but then often they tend to spend time with other people from their culture, right? So there are certain neighborhoods that are very Indian. So, like, you can go over to a neighborhood and get great Indian food. And we actually have great Indian... I shouldn't say great. A friend of mine told me he didn't think it was great, the Indian restaurant in our neighborhood. But we love it. And my son actually had samosas for the first time a while back, and now he's obsessed with samosas. So he wants to get Indian.
Samosas?
Yeah, he loves.
Oh, great. I think you should totally come here. Like, once everything settled down, which eventually will. So I think you should totally pay a visit here. And
I agree. I know. I'm dying to come. So I have a list of places, and it's so fun because when I go places, instead of staying in hotels and sort of acting like a tourist, I try to act like I live
living
there.
Living local.
Yeah.
So and if in case, like, you come, you can just tell me, you can stay with me or something like that. That
nice.
Way you can, you know, enjoy, like, the local cultures and everything. You don't have to stay at hotels. Because even I find that idea a little vague. Like, if I'm going to some place, I would rather like to explore it in a way like a localite would do. Instead of just staying at the hotel. So I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I haven't stayed in hotel. I mean, sometimes on the road we'll stay at a motel or something where we're just stopping overnight. But mostly we've tried to stay in houses or apartments, you know, in places. Because, you know, and then go to local restaurants. I mean, you know, obviously, like... You have to sometimes see the major sites because they're just amazing. But I usually spend my time in local spots and just wandering around and ideally meeting people like you, you know, who can tell me what it's like to live there, you know?
Yeah, that's actually a good way to explore a place. You really, that's a better way, in fact.
Yeah.
So it's better if you plan it out with, you know, like by your own, like you prepare your own itinerary and the way you're going to travel around the city.
Yeah.
That's better instead of getting it arranged by some travel agent or something.
I know. Well, I had a class and when I was in school, a teacher had us plan a European vacation. And I had never been to Europe. My family didn't have a ton of money. So we would go locally, you know, we'd go in the States, like maybe drive to California for vacation. But this class had me plan a European tour. And I think that was like my beginning of thinking, wow, that's so cool. I love planning trips and just looking, you know, all the information that we can get. And then, you know, finding people who live there who can, you know, tell us about things. But you're welcome here, by the way, when things open up.
Thank you.
Would love to host you in New York. We're part of an exchange called HomeLink, where people exchange homes. So we've gone to other countries in that way and hosted people in our home. And I just love it. It's so fun. And it's so fun to show people New York because it's a better place to be shown around as a local than to be left to your, you know.
The buildings and all are nice, but I would rather like to see the parks, the local cuisine, and you know, the culture there. That would be so much better than just roaming around the hi-fi buildings, malls and all that we have everywhere, right?
Yes.
It's no different there. I mean, obviously you'll have better brands or something like that, but then that's too mainstream, I would say. So but when did you develop this taste for traveling? Like it was there since your childhood days, or you recently developed this flair for traveling, or when did this happen?
You know, I was kind of a wimpy kid, and even when we'd go to California, I was kind of out of it, being away from home. But then I went to college in Chicago, outside of Chicago.
And so you've lived in pretty much a lot of cities, I would say.
Yeah, so I lived in Chicago, and then, I don't know, after college, I lived with my sister in Philadelphia, and I met some guys at a youth hostel that was near her, and I just started thinking, like, I really want to see things. You know, I told you that class, I had to write that itinerary. I always wanted to explore. I read a lot growing up.
Oh, that's great. That's
and I don't know, I just kind of heard about places and imagined them. And so when I could, when I got my first job, I was working, well, I got jobs in New York. For a year I moved to New York, and then I moved back to Chicago. But I had a job that was steady, and I had enough money to save a little bit and go visit. A friend was living in London, and so I went to visit him, and then I had another friend in Paris. And it was really my first, I went by myself, and and I just, you know, I had friends, but then in Paris, my friend was busy. I ended up going around a bit in the city with a woman who was also staying with him from Ireland. But then a lot of it, I just had to wander the city by myself, not knowing the language.
That's good now.
It was great. It was a little scary, but it was so amazing. It was so amazing. So I think that was where I first said, all right, I'm in. I want to do this more. And especially with my kids, it's been so great to be able to show them, you know, a lot of different places and to understand people everywhere, you know, and that not to be afraid. Like we were in Jamaica, and there's a lot of warnings about Jamaica and, you know, things secure. And we just met the most lovely people, and now I have really good friends in Jamaica.
That's great.
Yeah, I love it. It's just, you know, that there are good people everywhere, and you know, if you listen to the news, it brings up a lot of the divides. You know,
tell me about it really. So I've like literally stopped listening to the news, because whenever I open the news channel, they're always talking about the actual reality, which is apparently negative, right? So I don't want to start my day with that kind of thought. So I'd rather talk to my mom and feel fine, or rather just drink water or anything that make up my day. And by the way, I would like to mention that you just said in the beginning of our conversation that you shared the posts and all, which people may find relevant or not. But then I would say that please keep posting such things, because there are people overall in social media that those are talking about, you know, or spreading negativity about the current situation, the politicians,
yeah.
the politics, the government. So it's better if some people like you and some other people, like, you know, who keeps on sharing the positive thoughts for people like us, so that when we read that, we get that, you know, the feeling of hope, and that everything will actually settle down and things will get back to normal. So please don't stop that. So I love whatever you write. It's really nice, and you
thank
have a knack
you.
Of writing, I would say, right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And it makes me feel so good, because sometimes I feel like, am I being silly? Because, you know, people obviously have lost jobs and...
People are going to have opinions about you, your work, any time, right? Any day. But then there are going to be a certain amount of people who would appreciate your work. So just let's just focus on the positive.
Yes,
side.
Yes.
Because it's always going to be like two ways, right? So
yes.
It doesn't matter. Like, they're also spreading negativity. We are not saying anything to them, right?
I know.
So why can't we do our thing and just be fine with that? That's, I
well,
think that's
I have this. I have this notion... In a
yeah.
way that's sort of, I call it post-political, right? Because
yeah.
the reality is that as citizens of our countries, we work so much on our own. You know, we make our own decisions in terms of how we feel, and even how we act most of the time is not controlled by anyone else. And so it's really up to us how we treat our neighbors and how we treat people around the world, and our feelings about you know, peace and connecting are really our own. They're not at all controlled by the government. So I feel like it's a really important time to spread that message of hope, because it will in the end be people who either, you know, come together or separate. And we, you know, each of us in our own space control that amongst the people that we influence with our social media, with our interactions, with, you know, everything that we do. So you and I have a role to play, right? And our connection is a good one. So we'll keep it up. And hopefully we'll meet someday in person. That would be so lovely.
Please, yes, I would love to meet you. You know, you have no idea how excited I am to talk to you. Like, it's great. Like, who would have thought it would have taken 7 years for me and you to connect? Like, it's all universe, you know. It's just connecting the dots, and, like, we're just interacting. And it's great. Like, I would say that's today's highlight would be talking to you, Stephanie.
Oh,
so,
thank you, Navo, and I really so appreciate your positivity and just, you know, your photos and what you do there in India, because I haven't been able to get there, and I won't maybe for a bit, but I love to hear.
You are going to plan for it. Once everything settles down, so you are going to plan for it.
Okay? We are. But in the meantime, I will live in India through you and your eyes, and I appreciate it. So,
great.
And then maybe you can share with us a recipe for chai, and then I can share it with with people.
I'll ensure that I share it with you today itself.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Thanks for talking to strangers, and I appreciate your optimism. Thank you.
Thank you. Mutual feelings. Have a great day.
You too.
Safe.
Thank you.